Matt Reister, Executive Director for Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. Thanks for your interest in this episode of Homer Larson Live, which is a series of sermons preached live by Pastor Homer Larson, who served as senior pastor at Nazareth Lutheran Church in Cedar Falls, Iowa from 1953 to 1996. I'd also like to say thanks to Western Home Communities and Fresh Wind Ministry for sponsoring the Homer Larson Live series. You'll have a chance to learn more about their organization and ministry during the announcements at the end of this sermon. And one more thing before we get into it. The Homer Larson Live series does not exist primarily to raise up a man, but rather to raise up the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word, which the Lord gifted and used the man, Pastor Homer Larson, to communicate clearly and passionately. We pray that you will be inspired. We hope that this will help raise the bar around preaching for everyone who listens, and we trust that God will accomplish his purposes through the message you're about to hear. I'll talk to you afterwards. Thanks again for finding us and making this a priority.
Shall we pray? Come, Holy Spirit, and open our hearts, our minds, and grant that the Advent season may begin with its preparation. Lord, we pray that we may draw just a bit closer to you and have a better understanding of all these great mysterious truths that surround your birth. That we may understand that as once you came in Bethlehem's manger, so one day you will also come again, as we have confessed this morning, to judge the living and the dead, when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Speak to us then, we ask it in your holy name. Amen. Friends in Christ, there is a lot of running that has to be done to prepare for what we might call a traditional Christmas. It's really physically exhausting, even after you're retired and life is in low gear. Still get tired. A lot of things to do. There's the baking and there's the shopping. There's the sending out of cards. There's the entertaining, and there's going to be entertained. And so the list can go on and on. In other words, there is a lot of running to prepare for the secular Christmas. I'd like to add to that, there is a lot of sitting if you really want to be prepared to meet Christ on his birthday. A lot of sitting, not just sitting back in a chair and watching another television program or a ball game, as many of us like to do, and not just the wasting of our time, but the sitting that I refer to this morning is the sitting with the Word of God, where you can take hold of some of these fantastic truths and let the Holy Spirit prepare you for Christmas. There is no way on God's earth that you can prepare yourself for Christmas in the real spiritual sense of the word. We can do the baking and we can do the shopping. We can do the traveling and the visiting and so forth. That we can do. We have the power to do that. But only the Holy Spirit is able to take some of these truths, a couple of them that we shall center our thoughts on this morning, and really prepare us for the Christmas season. It takes a lot of running to prepare for a traditional Christmas. It takes a lot of sitting to penetrate some of its truths. For example, today, as we begin this Advent season, we center our thoughts again in the incarnation. Speaking to a group of business leaders and professional people some years ago, at the Symposium Club, I talked on the incarnation. It's a group of probably 20 people. And I had to ask them, do you know what the incarnation is? Most of them failed miserably. But they had been going to church, many of them, not all of them, most of their lives. At that time, Dr. Dino Kurris was the president of the University of Northern Iowa. And Dino, as many of us knew him, came from the Greek Orthodox Church. One of the primary teachings in the Greek Orthodox Church is the incarnation. That is, God coming to this world in the person of Jesus Christ. So, as I went around, I was getting a blank stare, and you know, most of these clubs are very uncomfortable when a clergyman comes at Christmas time or Easter time. We don't know what to say to them. They don't know what to say to us. Some secular little thing, it's the birthday of a great leader, man who set up a religion. But finally I said, knowing of his background, I said, Dr. Curris, why don't you tell the people in the club what the incarnation is? And he said in his deep, professional voice, that is the coming of God to this earth in the person of Jesus Christ. An agnostic, publicly confessing to be that, turned and said to him, Dino, do you really believe that? Well, he said, that's what my church teaches. I have been taught that throughout my life. Now, it is an overwhelming doctrine that God has come to this world in the person of Jesus Christ, that when you look into Bethlehem's manger and you see all these pictures and nativity scenes and so forth, that's not just another human being. We are not just celebrating the birthday of one by the name of Jesus who lived for 33 years, suffered, was crucified, died, buried, arose again. We're not dealing with just a person who went through all of this. We'll have to leave out the resurrection. We're not talking about a person who gave his life as a martyr. Precisely, friend, in 2001, it must be emphasized, we are not talking about a Muhammad who was born, lived, wrote a book, died. And that's the end. We are talking about God. God coming to this earth. We are talking about one who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. We've already confessed it this morning. Born of the Virgin Mary. How did that all happen? Oh, you can laugh it off in the coffee shop and think it's kind of a funny thing. But this is a biblical teaching that is emphasized throughout the year, but especially in Advent. See, these are great, great teachings. And in order for us to comprehend them and receive them in faith, we have to do a lot of sitting. Sitting with the Word of God. Sitting in the church as you are doing this morning and hearing it expounded in many different ways. Sitting that we may comprehend all that we are to participate in this season of the year. They're heavy subjects. And so many, many years ago, the church fathers set up a church calendar, or if you want to use more dignified language, a liturgical calendar. And they began that church year with four Sundays. Those four Sundays demanded a lot of sitting as the Holy Spirit worked again through these words. And that's how we are prepared. Notice again the passive tense. We are prepared, not we are preparing. We are prepared by the Holy Spirit to understand what God is doing in this time of the year. Those four Sundays are the Advent Sundays, the Advent season, with that one specific purpose of preparing us for the Lord's birth, as the Lenten season prepares us for his suffering, death, and his glorious resurrection. Now today, we deal with this matter of the second coming of our Lord. Just as he came once, so he will come again. But this time, not to be born in a manger, and to be thrown aside by people as they wish. But this time he will come as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And think of it again, and you can read it in the second chapter of Paul's letter to the Philippians. When he comes again, every knee shall bow. Bin Laden, Billy Graham. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Every knee, every single knee is going to bow. and every tongue is going to confess that that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. That's what the return of Jesus is all about. So in our creed again today, to be repetitious, we have cried out, and I believe that he will return once more. Now in the text specifically today, there are two words that we should draw our attention to. The one is watch. Watch. The text starts out by saying, no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Watch. He's coming back. When? We don't know. People have been trying to figure that out ever since he left. The early church thought he was coming real soon. Obviously, they were wrong. 2,000 years have gone by and he has not yet come. When I was a kid, my Pentecostal neighbor across the street used to argue with my good Lutheran mother, who said, you don't know, Gertie, you don't know, you have no idea when he's coming, get rid of that foolishness. But Pastor Shelley told us last night in a revival meeting that he is coming soon. Well, every age has said that he's coming soon. We don't know when he's coming. But all the text tells us is just plain watch. The house would never have been broken into, the goods would never have been stolen if the owner of that house had been watching. Now, it seems to me that we've had quite an education on that in America and probably in the world in these last weeks and months. September 11th, we got up in the morning, didn't we? Everything was kind of normal. Even Wall Street was trying to get back a little bit and raise our stock some. People had gone to their offices. CEOs were in some of the great offices of the land. Professional people were in their operating rooms. School teachers were in their classes. Some of us retirees were home taking it easy watching the Today Show. I was shaving. When little Heather King, you know, the one who gives the morning news, Heather King on KWWL, Today Show, said, there is a report that an airplane has hit the Trade Center in New York. And immediately that was taken out of the hands of the local station and Heather King, and on came Tom Brokaw. We have something very serious. The World Trade Tower has been run into by an airplane. And he had no more than gotten it out when he said, a second one has come. And then a third one went to the Pentagon. A little bit of time, you know it. You know where you were. Finally, there was a word that an airplane had crashed in Pennsylvania, and it was supposed to have gone to the Capitol or to the White House. Only a very, very few people in this whole world knew that that was going to take place. The President of the United States had no understanding of that. He was down in Florida on business. But suddenly, it comes. Well, if that can happen, then is it not worthwhile that we give credence to this? Watch. In the same way, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come. I don't mean in an airplane. But I mean, he's going to come unexpectedly. Watch. Where were you? You know, Larry King has had hundreds of guests on during these last few weeks. What is one of his lead questions? Where were you? Finally, it's gotten kind of interesting where they all were. We have no understanding where we will be if we're still here when he comes. Not something that you really can predict. But there's a second word that goes along with it, and that is be prepared. Not just watch, but it's be ready. Be ready to meet God whenever he comes. Now he's going to come that second time, but he may also come to pick us up one by one by one in death. So I'd like to broaden it just a little bit this morning and talk about when you meet him, and we will all meet him, friend. If the scriptures are true, and if this is not right, the Christian faith is a farce. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. It has nothing to offer that the Rotary Club or the Lions Club can give. It's the core of this gospel that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is coming again, and we shall all stand before him. Be ready. It is a scary message. Advent again is like Lent. It's a time where we are called upon to be right with God. How are you made ready? Or let me ask you a personal question, because Advent is a very personal season. It's something that causes us to take away the superficiality of this religion that we're supposed to have, and we get right down to this. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord? If you do, you're ready. If you don't, you aren't ready. If you do, you're on your way to heaven. If you don't, you're on your way to hell. That's what the Word of God is saying. I didn't manufacture that. Take a look at how I am living. And I begin to see, now this takes sitting, because I have got to stand there with the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit penetrate that Word and open up my heart and my mind. And as He opens it up, He shows me who I really am. And that's not a very, very pleasant experience. At least it isn't for me. Then there's a sorrow for sin. Plain sorrow. God, this is who I am. Help me. Help me to turn from it. Help me to stop rationalizing all that's wrong with me. Blaming somebody else. Explaining why I acted as I act. Help me to understand that this is who I really am. Give me the grace to take an objective look at who I am in the light of not society, but in the light of God's Word. For in society, I might be able to plead somewhat of a ignorance to it all. I may build a pretty good case for myself. I may say that I don't run off with a neighbor's wife. I don't steal from the government on my income tax. I don't get an OMVI. I'm a pretty good guy, huh? I go to church. I contribute with my time, talent, and money. Oh, Holy Spirit, come in my sitting hours into my heart. Show me. Forgive me and then strengthen me that I may be able to control that uncontrollable tongue. That takes sitting. Why did I say what I said? The profanity, the slander, sitting, God speaking, and hearing Him say, I'll forgive you. The uncontrollable tongue, the revengeful spirit, I'll get even if it's the last thing that I do. Just wait. God, I can dress that up so it looks pretty good. But I know it's not good to you. A haughty attitude that makes it miserable for people to be around you. God, that's who I am. It takes time, doesn't it? It takes a word. I got to get a look at myself. Advent, friend, if you preach these texts, it is not an easy time. You can really say the preacher got negative today. No, it's just preaching the text. I'm pretty happy today. But you preach the text. And this is what you get. It is a time when I repent of my sins and I ask Jesus Christ to enter into my heart and grant me the forgiveness of my sin. People, if you haven't received Christ, and many of you have, I know, but if there is someone here this morning who has never received Jesus Christ into their life, I don't mean you've been catechized, you've been taught, and these are very, very important, but you haven't really received Him as your Savior and your Lord. That's what it takes to be ready. Why don't you make this? If you're one of those people who yet procrastinated, why don't you make this a time? Advent, 2001. And Jesus Christ really became mine. Then I'm ready. Then I'm ready. And then what? Boy, when you're ready, I think the Word of God is telling us, go out and enjoy life and serve Him. The Christian faith, the Christian life is the happiest life in the world. You know where you're going when you die. You know whatever happens tomorrow, He's going to walk with you. You have been set free. Go out and enjoy Him. Get a new sense of values. Find out what's important in life. Be able to say at the end, as St. Paul did, for me to live was Christ, but to die was gain. That's what it is. When you're ready, when you stand before Him waiting, enjoy life. Really enjoy it and serve Him. Now the question is, what kind of a Christmas do you want? You have to decide that. It's sad. It would be sad if we had a Christmas that had no preparation as far as the traditional is concerned. Can you imagine? I can't. A Christmas without Christmas presents? You have to spend a lot of time to go get them. It doesn't matter how old you are. You want a Christmas present. Baking? How would you like, as much as I like them, how would you like to have only an Oreo? Christmas. Got to have something just a little bit more than that. Got to have some of that red stuff sprinkled over the top of a sugar cookie or something. We'll get back to the Oreos. But at Christmas time, it's got to be a little special. Once in a while it does happen, but wouldn't it be bad if it were regular? That at Christmas you sat alone? And so we have to travel. Christmas has a lot of running. But if it's sad not to have that kind of preparation, it is really empty to have Christmas without a growing knowledge and relationship with Jesus Christ. So what would I ask you to take home with you today? Somebody should ask you tomorrow, well, what the old preachers say. Take just these two words, will you? Running, sitting. And when you're running your fool head off, give the Holy Spirit the power to say, how long are you going to sit with me today? Because if you just run, it'll be traditional, but it'll be pretty empty. But if you sit, you'll meet the Lord Jesus Christ anew. Claim Him as your Savior, the Savior of the world. Amen.
This has been Homer Larson Live, a series of sermons preached from the pulpit at Nazareth Lutheran Church in Cedar Falls, Iowa, where Pastor Larson served from 1953 to 1996, and published by Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry, where Pastor Larson was a broadcast preacher from 1962 to 2013. In addition to this series, many of Pastor Larson's radio programs dating back to the early 2000s are archived on the CC Broadcast, which is available for free wherever you're listening to this. Besides the CC Broadcast, our weekly radio program, Christian Crusaders also hosts the CC Podcast, Daily Dose Devotions, where we've archived hundreds of devotions on our way through the entire Bible, and the CC Podcast Conversations, which includes dozens of inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. Please see the show notes for links to all these free resources or visit ccpodcasts.com for more information. We want to give a very special thanks to our series sponsor, Western Home Communities and Fresh Wind Ministry. Western Home Communities began in the early 1900s as, quote, the Western Old People's Home, quote, a home for the aged. Started by the Evangelical Association in one of that denomination's western states, which happened to be Iowa, more specifically, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Since then, a second campus has been added with 150 acres for villas, independent and assisted living, and nursing communities. Today, Western Home Communities remains a charitable Christian service organization that assertively creates fulfilling lifestyles for those they serve. You can learn more at westernhomecommunities.org. Fresh Wind Ministry provides Christ-centered spiritual care and programming within the Western Home communities. They focus on building trusting relationships with residents, staff, and their families. Chaplains visit, counsel, and walk alongside residents in all levels of care offered by Western Home communities, including hospitalizations, crisis, and end-of-life care. Fresh Wind Worship has services in the Diamond Event Center every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., which can be viewed on Facebook and YouTube. For more information, visit westernhomecommunities.org/freshwind. Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry is fully donor-funded. If you'd like to support our work, you can do so online at christiancrusaders.org or by mailing a check to Christian Crusaders, 7401 University Avenue, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Also, feel free to email us with questions or for more information about this episode or any of our other programs. You can send emails to info@christiancrusaders.org. Thanks for listening, and may God richly bless you.